William and Glen Gormley. Morning, William.
Good morning.
Go ahead, William.
Well, I want to base my thoughts on Scripture. And you find it in Proverbs 14, verse 12. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We're talking about convicts. We're not talking about men who went out and showed their love to their fellow man. They were convicts. They were lawbreakers. And we absolutely...
That's your interpretation, isn't it?
We absolutely discussed it at the BBC, even allowing this program to be on television. I'm thinking of the young people today. And we've got to bear in mind what has happened in last week, both in Nice, Paris and Turkey, where hundreds of people have lost their lives through the forces of darkness and the forces of evil.
Well, I was in Nice from Friday morning, and I was talking to locals on the ground there and journalists on the ground there. And actually, one of the concerns in France at the moment, in terms of the bigger picture, William, is that there is such polarization now between different communities who don't all feel integrated, who haven't shared each other's lives and stories, that one of the things some of the locals and some of the journalists on the ground feel that needs to happen now is that people need to sit down and start to understand different backgrounds, understand different experiences and views within their country.
Stephen, I blame the television, the journalists, the gutter-snipe journalists that we have today. Now, for instance, at the height of the trouble, the BBC, what did they do? All credit to the Southern government and to our British government. They said that the Sinn Féin wouldn't be allowed on the television or on the radio. Now, what did the BBC do? They brought actors in on behalf of Sinn Féin to tell forth what they were doing.
Well, the BBC didn't do anything on behalf of Sinn Féin. Now, let me tell you,
that's wrong, Stephen.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
The BBC didn't do anything on behalf of Sinn Féin. The BBC took an editorial judgment, Stephen, on behalf of the BBC. And I'll tell you this now, William, before you go any further. I deal with Sinn Féin most days of the week, most weeks of the year, for the last 10 years. That's why I've got grey hair between them and the DUP and all these other political parties. And to suggest, let me tell you, to suggest that the BBC does anything for Sinn Féin, I'm sure Sinn Féin would be laughing at that. They do not think that we do them any favours. I don't think the DUP do either. That's how we're doing our job. John, morning to you, John.
How are you?
Go ahead.
I think Nelson needs to keep in mind that this story created a seismic shift in politics here and where we're at. And it's an exportable story. It's of interest across the world. On top of that, it just shows the opportunity that's been missed for the interpretive centre at Nongkesh Mia Centre or site. And I think you need to keep in mind, yes, he doesn't like the story, doesn't like the narrative of it, but it's real life that's happened. And it's of interest to people now here, or children, it's important that they know it, and people across the world, it's of interest. There's streets named after Bobby's hands across the world. You know, it's massive interest, and you need to just accept it.
How would you respond to that, Nelson?
I would simply respond by saying that, again, in a week where the streets of France were covered in bloodied bodies as a result of terrorism, we should not be presenting here or providing public funding for anything that in any way could be perceived as glorifying or endorsing or promoting an organisation which was guilty of crimes every bit as bad.
Well, it doesn't promote it, does it? It tells the story of Bobby Sands, and it's a programme you haven't seen.
And
will you watch it when it goes out?
Well, I won't have to go too far to watch it because it's coming to a television set in your home, courtesy of the BBC.
And I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm sure the gentleman is, because obviously quite sympathetic to nationalism and republicanism.
I'm sympathetic to the history and to the story that's been told, and I think it's important that everybody knows the story. And there's stories on both sides, and the historical context in which we're set in, it's important that we know about it.
I think it's important also that the BBC presents Northern Ireland and its diversity. And I have not seen... I have a series of questions already drafted to go to the BBC about this, as to the content of Storyville, the diversity of it, the key events within the Unionist tradition, key figures, iconic figures, have they been covered in exactly the same way? I'd love to have seen stories about a programme, a substantial programme produced, funded in this way, with BBC money going into it and so on a whole range of issues. But I do not see the balance at the moment there within the programming that there should be.
James has a question for you, Danny. One second. Go ahead, James. Morning, and then you can come back, Danny. Go ahead, James.
Morning, Stephen.
Danny's listening to you. Yes, he is. You can speak to him.
Danny, I'd like to ask you the question, and I am against terrorism as a whole. Would you be quite happy for the BBC to use its money to fund the like of, a film about the exploits and the atrocities that was committed by the likes of Billy Wright and the Shankill Butchers?
Well, we did make a film on the Shankill Butchers.
Resurrection Man, based on Owen McNamee's book, was about the Shankill Butchers and was made here.
We made a documentary about the Shankill Butchers, James. I know, because I fronted it.
And a fiction film.
But it's an absolute disgrace. I mean, this film's called 66 Days. It by no means reflects the activities that, what do you call them, Bobby Sands perpetrated way before he went to prison. It's 66 days from he went on hunger strike to the day he died. And that's what it's about. And to be honest with you, it should be consigned to history. And the young people of this nation, growing up today, shouldn't have to have that sort of stuff put in front of their television.
So you don't believe in history being documented?
We need to tell you, history, you can document your history if you want, Stephen, but don't document history when it's in reference to people that went out to commit atrocities against innocent people.
So the BBC broadcast the 12th parades every year.
So what you're saying, the people in the 12th parades are responsible for going out and murdering people left, right and centre?
No, but it's an event that happened in 1690. You want to consign history.
300-odd years ago, come on.
So why do we celebrate it?
Well, it's celebration because it's a part of a culture. But the culture is not...
It's not the Catholic culture.
It's to do with religion now.
The Orange Order is to do with religion. So two members of the Orange Order who went to a Requiem Mass with a friend were suspended from their particular Orange Order.
And I don't agree with that either.
Right.
But at the same time, this money should be used. We have hospitals at the minute where people are waiting a long, long waiting list. And what is the BBC doing? Throwing their money... I give up.
Well, we've just thrown £200,000 towards new instruments for bands in the north at the same time that we've cut £500 million for the arts. And by the way, Nelson, the DUP were all gung-ho for austerity and for the cuts here. So you can't have it both ways.
It's always interesting how readily Danny seeks to turn the conversation away from the core issues. The core issues here are, one, the way that Sinn Féin is using Bobby Sands to rewrite history, to turn terrorists into victims, because the 66 days, that is the title of the film, is about the period in which they see particularly Bobby Sands as the hunger striker, the victim of Margaret Thatcher, a state that was evil, all of this storyline that they have about how the British state persecuted the hunger strikers, drove them to their deaths, all of that. This is the 66 days that this is about. Yes, there's a wider context.
And you don't have confidence in the BBC, do you not, that the executive production process that is within the BBC, and that is separate, let me assure you, because I've experienced it. I know what these bosses are like, right? That is separate from the filmmaker. So the BBC's executive production process is there for a reason, to make sure that things are editorially compliant and balanced.
Well, that's why I was asking. That was why I was asking the question: was one of the executive producers at least one from the BBC?
Well, an executive, yes. I don't know the answer to that specifically. Let me just clarify. It would be standard normal practice. Indeed, it is often. I can't think of an instance when it wouldn't be the case, where there wouldn't be a BBC staff member as an executive producer, because that's the BBC having an oversight so that things are editorially compliant.
And
so what's your problem?
I'm simply saying it's important.
There's a BBC executive producer over this show, which you have problems with most days.
I would expect that there would be, since it's produced in-house. The situation is this was an independent production.
No, an independent production has an executive producer from an independent company.
You've told us
and
that.
And it has an executive producer from the BBC.
So there was an executive producer from the BBC involved in making this. Now, that's something that I suspect most people in Northern Ireland would not be aware of. But they are now, so that's helpful. But there are questions that need to be asked about the way in which the BBC selects the programmes that it presents. Is it balanced? Is it fair? I think that's a conversation that's well worth having.
One of the Sinn Féin press officers this morning is tweeting, evening. This just gets better on Nolan today. Nelson McCausland has a series of questions for the BBC drafted about a film he hasn't seen. He is a class act, says one of the Sinn Féin press officers.
Well, it's always good to be prepared, isn't it?
Oscar. Morning, Oscar.
Good morning. Well, you asked Nelson earlier, he said you have to be a Republican or a nationalist in the GAA. Well, then, how does that square with the PSNA GAA team? And from the start, there have been lots of Protestants involved in the GAA, including recent presidents who've been Protestants. But what about the police segment team? Does that mean there's a lot of Republicans and nationalists in the PSNA?
To join the GA, a GA club, part of the constitution that you sign up to includes the aspiration for a 32-county independent United Ireland. That's one of the... It's in the rule book of the GA. I'd encourage you to read that. It's available on the internet, so you could read it for yourself.
And what about the PSNA GA?
Sorry, I couldn't comment on individuals who are in the PSNA.
Oh, yeah, you can't comment.
I'm simply pointing out that if those individuals are members of a GA club, then they are nationals.
Variety, which is one of the most important trade magazines in the film industry, said in its review, "This finely crafted documentary may well long stand as the most balanced among such treatments." And another, Screen Daily, another magazine said, "This intelligent yet humane documentary should enjoy long play as a learning tool after its Storyville TV outing."
It's interesting how it passes the Sinn Féin test by being included in the West Belfast Festival programme. And then it's described by others as balanced, which shows the way in which Sinn Féin's programme of rewriting history and portraying Bobby Sands in the sympathetic light is obviously gaining some traction.
Are you going to watch it? Are you going to sit at home and watch it?
I have no idea whether I'd see it or not. I might be out.
Will you go to the cinema and watch it?
I haven't been at the cinema in the past 40 years. I'm going to suddenly break that
really?
Habit.
Really?
I have no particular interest in going. If I want to see
former culture minister, you don't go to the cinema?
I haven't been there at a film in about 40 years. Because I can see it on television, if I want to see
it. Out of curiosity, what was the last film you did see?
It was actually when I was a student, probably, so it's more than 40 years.
Do you want me to take you out for the night?
No, thank you, Stephen. I for some people, that might be a very appealing offer, I'm quite happy to spend the evening at home.
Just you and I together for
Stephen,
the night.
I think we'll just leave that there.
Are you sure?
I'm impressed by your generosity. Your generosity of spirit is quite incredible.
Check the BBC
but
pen
the fact is, I may well see it if it's on television at some point. I may not see it. I don't know. But that does nothing to do with the fact that the content of the thing is the issue and the role of the BBC in the making of it.
I've been turned down by Nelson McCausland for a night out. Where does it end? Thank you, Nelson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
Thank you. Morning to you. 17 minutes now to 10. 030 30 80 55 55. The text 81771. The email nolan@bbc.co.uk.